Welcome, everybody, to the Final Four edition of KickServeRadio.com's coverage of the Final Four this weekend being played down in Houston, Texas. I'm joined by Associate Director of Sports Medicine at the University of North Carolina, Scott Oliaro. Now, Scott, I had your nephew, Jackson Gautreaux, on my tennis court the other day, and he was wearing a North Carolina jersey, and I said, you had Michigan State on last week. Don't you think it's bad luck to be wearing North Carolina? And he said, well, my uncle's the athletic director there, so I thought it was the right thing to do. I guess your nephew's under the impression that you're running the whole shebang down there in Chapel Hill.
I'm glad my nephew thinks so highly of me. That's always a good thing.
Well, congratulations to, again, another Final Four appearance. What a run you guys have had. I mean, obviously, all of the years of success under Coach Smith, and now Coach Williams has come in, and it doesn't seem like there's been any drop-off. Talk about the level of excitement that there is around the campus at North Carolina for yet another Final Four appearance, and the Tar Heels, the odds-on favorite to win this thing.
I think the whole town of Chapel Hill is pretty darn excited about what's going on. And I think a lot of that is the support for Coach Williams or the support for this team. It's been kind of a special team around here. They started the year ranked number one by a lot of polls, and to kind of be in that situation to fulfill it at the end is pretty exciting. And the students around here really get around their athletic teams, and basketball is one of the kingpins around here. So we're looking forward to Saturday night.
One of the rules, Scott, that I've always tried to live by with respect to picking my bracket for the NCAA tournament is looking at teams with great senior leadership in the backcourt and great experienced coaching. I watched Marcus Page deliver a speech on the court at senior night when he really kind of gave it up to Coach Williams. Didn't seem like there was a dry eye in the house. Certainly, Coach Williams was very teared up. It really showed me a lot about the maturity of Marcus Page. How much comfort does that give Tar Heel Nation, knowing that this guy is going to be the guy with the ball in his hands with that much pressure and the lights as bright as they'll be Saturday night?
People love Marcus Page for a lot of reasons. He's been here for 4 years. He's been an academic All-American. He does the right things. He's a good kid, makes great decisions. And so when it comes to the basketball court, he's done it before. He's hit some game winners. He's put the kids in the right spot to do it. He's very selfless. And it's great to be able to cheer for a kid who's such a great person.
You look at a guy as well like Bryce Johnson, who it seems like a surefire NBA player. And I thought there was a moment, Scott, against Notre Dame where he could have easily allowed a technical that he was called for to really cause a little bit of a meltdown at a time when Notre Dame was really, on a run and looking like they were going to turn this thing into anybody's game. But it looked like after that, Bryce Johnson was going to have no part of letting his team down. Eventually, the Heels pulled away and they win that one by 14. How important has the presence of Bryce Johnson been down in the front court for the Heels this year?
His presence has been immense. To have as many double doubles as he's had through the year, to know that you can count on somebody like that inside, his foul shooting has improved tremendously. His maturity, though, I think speaks to what he's been able to do successfully the most. For him to be in that situation where he has a quick emotional outburst and then to be able to settle himself, it shows his maturity. And as a freshman, he may not be able to have done that. But as a senior, knowing what's on the line, he was able to kind of recheck, reset, and go. And I think he's admittedly said he's not an emotional player, but he does get emotional and excited. And that's great to see. But for him to be able to lose it a little bit and then come back and do the things that he's got to do was the difference in the game.
You guys play Syracuse on Saturday night, Scott, and the last time you guys played them, they gave you all you could handle at Chapel Hill. The Heels go in as a 9.5, 10-point favorite to win that game, but I've got to believe that North Carolina basketball fans are too intelligent to take Coach Boeheim and the Syracuse Orangemen lightly, especially in light of the last couple of games and the run that they've had to the Final Four.
I think you don't take anybody lightly at this point. They're there for a reason. And to think that you're 10 points better than somebody would only set you up to fail. I think they've got to take every possession and look at this game as what it is. It's a chance to play for a championship. So I don't think they're going to take anything lightly.
Scott, before we let you go, obviously North Carolina has always been highly regarded as a basketball school, first and foremost. I happen to know, being a tennis professional, how great the tennis program is at North Carolina. But this year, you guys really showed tremendous strides on the football field as well. How excited is North Carolina just about the athletic department in general, and then obviously the cherry on top being what the basketball program is doing? But that football program, don't go to sleep on those guys either.
No, the football program's been great. You know, they played for an ACC championship this year against Clemson. You know, Dean Smith used to say that the University of North Carolina is a women's soccer school, and we're still doing great in women's soccer. Men's soccer has been ranked right up top. Our tennis team, men's tennis team, won the indoor national championships. Our women's team came in second. Our field hockey team lost the national championship game. So if you look at any of our sports, we're competitive, and you know, we've got a bunch of great student athletes who do things the right way. We support them as best we can to get out there and try to win. I mean, our lacrosse teams are both ranked in the top 10. Women probably, I think, they're number 3 right now. So the things that they're doing well, and it's fun to be a part of. It's fun for us to do our part to allow them to get out there and succeed and do what they want to do.
Well, it's certainly been fun for basketball fans across the country to watch this team play. They've got the inside game. They've got the outside game. They're well coached, obviously. Scott, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us to preview this big Final Four matchup between North Carolina and Syracuse. And I know that you're hoping that it's going to be a little Saturday, Monday, two-game weekend for you. But I know first things first is to try to take care of business against the Orange. Congratulations on all the success so far this season with the entire athletic program. And thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks, Andy. I hope Jackson has a national championship shirt on his back next time you see him on the tennis court in a couple weeks.
Absolutely, and I do want to thank your sister, Amy, and your beautiful niece, Caitlin, and your nephew, Jackson, and your brother-in-law, Matt, for helping us connect. And again, thanks so much for the time.
You're welcome. Good luck. Go Heels.